And tonight's game brought to you in part by Capone's Pizza and Pasta Restaurant in downtown Toms River. Come to dining area, formerly known as Jimmy C's, pizza to pasta and everything else, and it's all good at Capone's.
Start of the fourth quarter coming up now, 15-12 in favor of Colts Neck. Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Saraluca, Brad Biroscano, and Brian Cedillo in the studios tonight.
Teams have switched ends, so Brick will have the wind for the final 12 minutes. Third down and long here for the Cougars.
Third down and about 14. Sanchez setting up screen. Volpe catching it. Tight end screen. Brick reading it well. Drew Scott first down the scene for Brick. Kind of blew it up at the outset, and then Dan Finelli polishes it off. About a two-yard gain on fourth down and long. Colts Neck will have to punt it away.
So a good defensive series there for the Green Dragons, and now the Cougars will have to kick it into the wind. Leach goes back at his own 35.
And Nick Volpe will step into it about his own 20. A little bit of pressure coming. Volpe gets off a wobbly kick, bouncing at the 34, rolling down inside the 30, inside the 25, and down at about the 24-yard line.
Pretty good kick. I think Leach probably would have wished now he would have caught a fair catch because he gave up about 10 yards.
He was standing right where it was kicked.
Yeah. You got to realize, too, we are on the turf, and the ball will tend to bounce a little bit more. So you really want to try, if you can, to make a fair catch and prevent that ball from bouncing. So down 15-12 with 11-12 left in regulation. The Green Dragons will start it at their own 24-yard line.
Taylor and Johnson this time split out to the right side of the formation. Tight end Bungella sets himself to the left. Scott, as the H-back, will motion across from left to right. Sclafani will keep it. Keep the legs churning and get about 8 out over the 30 to the 32-yard line. Arjulo on the tackle.
I'll tell you, he does run hard. Not the biggest guy in the world, but keeps the legs going, and you never seem to get a great shot at him.
Second down and about 2. Handing off to Fattoruso, who will leap the pile. He'll have a first down. There is a flag down.
I think he grabbed the face mask.
I think so, too. So this will be
chop block.
Legal block on Brick.
Wow.
No.
Oh, now they
changed Colt's it. Neck.
Called a low block. Sometimes on defense, you can't come in and take out a blocker in front of you. That's what he called.
He pointed the Brick way first, and the entire Green Dragon sideline jumped up.
And half of the stand started running on the field.
But it will be 15 against the Cougars, and that'll get it inside Colts Neck territory at the 48-yard line.
Big penalty completely changed the drive for Colts Neck. That got him the touchdown. Let's see what Brick can do with a 15-yard penalty against the Cougars. As Kevin said, the ball now in Colts Neck territory at the 48-yard line. First and 10 for Sclafani. Trying to dance to the outside. Runs away from one tackler but cannot get past Mike Viverka, who will make the stop.
He's a good
at the line of scrimmage.
He's a good linebacker, Viverka.
Does what a good middle linebacker should do, and that is be around the football a lot.
From sideline to sideline, too. A lot of good players on these two teams.
Mike Muratore checking in. Slot receiver sets himself to the left side of the formation. Now will motion across. Set up a jet sweep to the right. Muratore with some open room. Bouncing off a couple of tackles. Has the first down and more. Inside the 35 down to the 34-yard line where it will be first down and 10 for Brick.
Well, you know nobody feels worse than Muratore for committing the 15-yard personal foul penalty that kept the Colts Neck drive that has put the Cougars ahead. He ran with abandon on that one.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember, Kevin, one of the questions I asked Rob Dahl on Thursday was, besides Fattoruso and Sclafani, who's got to step up? The first name he mentioned was Muratore.
That's right, he did.
Gets a big first down carry there, and a little bit of confusion for Brick signaling the play in, so the Green Dragons will take a timeout. We'll take one as well. 9:24 to go, fourth quarter. 15-12, Colts Neck. We're back with more Central Jersey Group 4 playoff action right after this quick timeout on the Shore Sports Network. First down and 10 after the timeout for Brick from just inside the Cougar 35-yard line. The give will be to Fattoruso. He's dropped as he gets back to the line by Volpe. That's a pretty good football player, too, Volpe.
Looks like one of the teams is arriving for the next game with a police escort, right?
Both, you know, relatively close.
Yeah.
So probably pretty easy to do that. It'll be Lawrence and Hopewell Valley. Good matchup. Those teams were scheduled to play on Thanksgiving. They mutually agreed to not play so they could just have a one-game showdown. Second down and nine. Sclafani, quick pass to the outside. Finds a man. It is Taylor to make the catch. Taylor to move forward. Out over the 30. Now down close to the 26-yard line. Going to be stopped a little shy of the first down by Anthony Gargiulo. Make it third down and two. Coming up on 8 minutes remaining.
Gargiulo did a good job of tracking that one from behind. Stand-up defensive end tackling a wide receiver downfield.
Colts next showing blitz. We have a procedure penalty coming
against
Brick. Fattoruso was going to get the football.
Well, the Green Dragons have really hurt themselves with penalties today.
Kind of coming at every penalty is a bad one, but coming at bad times,
yeah.
Even on top of it.
I mean, three offsides. I think that's the second or third illegal procedure. The big 15-yarder. I mean, again, you can't give good teams opportunities like this. They had a third and two. Now it's third and seven.
Third and seven from back at the Cougar 31-and-a-half-yard line. Sclafani will empty out the backfield. Motion Taylor across the formation. Keep it. Quarterback draw up the middle. Sclafani will have the first down and more. Just carried three or four white jerseys, five extra yards, gets finally dropped to the 20-yard line.
He is tough.
And his running quarterbacks, they have kind of changed the definition of what a quarterback needs to be in today's day and age. Got to be able to run and throw.
And you know what I like about him? He does have a good arm.
And you know what else? He's not a typical spread quarterback where they run wide and scramble. He runs tackle to tackle his plays.
First down and 10 now from the Cougar 20-yard line. Some more movement up front for Brick. It's going to be
Scott,
five more.
Yeah, Scott, the tight end on the left, just stood up.
Well, they've overcome these stupid penalties, but eventually, somewhere down the line, they come back and hurt you.
It's got to be driving Rob Dahl crazy.
Dahl, a member on the 1989 championship team. 7 minutes remaining here, trying to add to his legacy here at Breck and be a championship-winning coach. Sclafani, zone read, will keep it this time, run right, and get four, maybe four and a half. Can't get back all the penalty. It'll be second and long. Wetzel and Gargiulo combine on the stop. That's Anthony Gargiulo. Time not quite a factor, but I think if you're Brick, you know, you have the field goal in mind to tie it if you need to, and then it basically becomes one possession apiece, maybe. Second and 11. Sclafani will give it here to Murator. Jet sweep around the right end. Spin forward inside the 15. Dragged down by Calabro. It'll be about a 7-yard gain. About 3, maybe 4 yards shy of a first down.
You know, Matt, I agree with you that time's not a factor, but opportunities are. You just never know if you're even going to get back in this position again.
Anthony Sturego starting to loosen up a little bit, getting within certainly his range.
Be a tough decision if they don't pick up this third and three.
Third and a long three from just inside the Cougar 15-yard line. Sclafani, long cadence. Will fake the jet sweep. Will keep it himself. Will look for a first down. Don't think he has it as Ryan Wetzel will make the tackle.
Now he's going to need about two more, Matt, maybe one and a half.
Well, decision time for Rob Dahl.
They're going to go for it. The decision has been made.
It would be about a 29-yard field goal. Fourth down and two, and Brick will go for it. At least they'll look like they're going for it.
They need to get just over the 11-yard line. Fourth and a short two. They'll tighten things up. Bengelis tight end right. Scott, the H-back to the left with Cardoso. Sclafani will give to Fattoruso around the end on the right side, and he'll have the first down. Tripped up as he crossed the 10-yard line, but his forward momentum gets him to the 8.
That is the third big fourth down conversion by Brick in this game. They scored touchdowns off the first two, Matt. Can they do one here to go ahead?
4.5 to go.
And the clock is now becoming a factor if Brick should score here. Don't leave Colts Neck too much time.
First down and goal from the 8. Sclafani hit, dives forward over the 5, and gets down to the 4.
I'll tell you what, Matt. He took a pretty good hit at the line of scrimmage and somehow bounced off the defender and then just kind of launched to get himself a positive gain.
More impressed that he was able to hold on to the football.
Yeah, because he was hit right where he had the ball tucked.
Nothing fancy here, guys, right? For the Dragons?
I don't think so.
Nothing fancy. Nope.
15 or 33 should be the numbers.
You got that right. I'm going 15.
It will be 15. That's Sclafani. Gets down inside the 3, close to the 2. So he got 4 on first down, 2 here on second, and has his team knocking on the door for what would be the go-ahead touchdown. Third down and goal.
And Colts Neck not making it easy for the Dragons.
Nope. What do you do if you don't score here?
I know. The decision will be tough, and it'll probably come after a timeout.
Well, if you score here, that's academic.
Ball about the 2.5-yard line. Cardoso and Scott, double H-back sets. Scalfani from the shotgun. Sclafani gets the snap, gives to Fattoruso. Fattoruso walks into the end zone, touchdown. Doesn't get much easier than that for Ray Fattoruso, who gets himself into the scoring column here, and Brick has grabbed an 18-15 lead with 2:59 to go in the fourth quarter.
Well, the Cougars were thinking Scalfani because, excuse me, it's been him the entire drive, and that time, instead of taking the ball out of Fattoruso's belly and keeping it, Sclafani gave it to number 33, and he walked in. Big extra point here to go up 4.
Anthony Sturego, the left-footed kicker. This one is good. 19-15, 2:59 to play. We step out for 30 seconds. The Green Dragons looking for their first state championship from 1994. It's up to the defense now. We're back right after this quick timeout on the Shore Sports Network.
And coming up at the end of tonight's game, we present the Klees Ocean Trophies Player of the Game, our final one of the season, brought to you by Klees Bar and Grill on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights, the height of good times and great food. And, of course, our friend Scott Ritchie at Ocean Trophies on Route 9 in Lenoka Harbor, the official and only trophy supplier of the Shore Sports Network.
Ray Fattoruso's 14th rushing touchdown of the season, the biggest perhaps of the season right now. 19-15, Brick leads in the Central Jersey Group 4 final. 2:59 to go. Abdul Quadis awaiting the kick here of Dante Vega Anfuso. High end-over-end kick. And the ball goes over the head of Quadis and into the end zone. Will come out for a touchback to the 20-yard line.
And that's where you saw the wind is a major factor. Brick had such bad kickoffs most of the day, but their backup kicker does the job there.
Well, Colts next turn now.
And speaking of kickers, Sturego with the big extra point after missing that first one to make it a 4-point game. No field goal here. The Cougars need 6.
4 wide receivers set for Sanchez. There was movement by Colts Neck.
Yeah, this time it's their turn to procedure.
Gargiulo actually stepped forward from his running back spot.
Well, I'm sure you can hear it now. The Brick crowd really into this one, and the Brick sideline smelling it. But this Colts Neck team has been resilient all season long. Keep this in mind. Colts Neck only in two games all season long decided by less than 10 points. Brick 7 of those.
Sanchez rolling here. Flips to the outside to his left. Danny Calabro will make the catch and come forward over the, well, they'll mark him out at the 23. Stepped out of bounds before getting forward for a couple of extra yards. So they get the penalty back plus 4 more to the 20, plus 3 more to the 23-yard line. Make it 2nd down and 7. 4 wide set again. Brick showing pressure. Anthony Gargiulo gets it. Ray Fattoruso takes him down at the line of scrimmage for no gain.
33 stops 33.
2:35 and rolling. Time a major factor now. Sanchez checks over the armband. Here comes pressure again. Rolling off to his right, and he is.
I think he slipped.
I think so. I think he slipped under his own power.
Yeah, he just slipped on the turf.
And right, it wouldn't have mattered, of course. Once your knee hits the ground, the play is dead. But Ulufunua and Fattoruso right there. And on fourth down, Colts Neck has called the timeout.
Yeah, because they're coming up with a play to go for it here. Can't afford to punt it away.
you know, the problem for them, Matt, is I think, well, they used a timeout here. They probably only have one more. So if they punt it away.
Yeah, they used one on the extra point, remember, when they decided to go for two. So they only have one.
Yeah, you almost have to go for it here. It's fourth down. What do you call it, 15, 14?
14, fourth and 14. Ball sitting at the 16-yard line. Cougars in a must-go-for-it type situation, and trailing 19-15.
And they really haven't thrown the ball downfield at all. Danny Calabro's their top receiver, number 17. They're going to come three wide here.
Let's see what Brick does defensively. Do they bring some pressure? Been a blitzing linebacker the better part of the day. Here he comes. Sanchez hanging in there, throwing. Incomplete. Incomplete. Pressure again. Flanelli, Fattoruso leading the charge. Sanchez could not step up in the pocket. And the turnover on downs gives Brick the football back with 2:07 to go in the fourth quarter.
It's been 19 years, 19 long years for the faithful of the green and white. The once proud Brick program hit some hard times. But the Green Dragons are 2 minutes and 7 seconds left away from securing a seventh and most enjoyable state sectional championship.
Keyport, Mattawan, Asbury Park, and Brick, all of the teams with six sectional championships, tied for third most in the Shore. A win here gives them that third spot all by themselves. First down and 10. Keep it pretty close to the vest here. It's Fattoruso. It's Fattoruso spinning his way down inside the 10, getting close to the 5-yard line. That's a first down, and the chains don't have to move, just the yard marker will. First and goal from the 5.
And the clock is running. I don't know that Colsonek can get the ball back.
Sclafani goes over to gets the play himself, brings it into the huddle, which break from now Brick does. Sclafani sending Scott in motion. Sclafani will keep it himself, get down inside the 3, close to the 2-yard line. Mike Vavirka on the stop, and a timeout has been called by Colsonek, their last of the day. We'll take a quick one as well. 1:18 to go in this fourth quarter. Brick 19. Colsonek 15. We're back right after this quick 30-second spot on the Shore Sports Network. The situation at hand, 1:18 to go in the fourth quarter. It is Brick 19, Colsonek 15. Cougars cannot stop the clock anymore. It is second and goal from inside the 3. Now Brick will use a timeout.
Well, guys, I'm not a math major, but there's 1:18 left. Colsonek can't stop it. So if you took a knee here, and let's say you held the ball for a couple of seconds, took a knee at 1:15, right? They would still have to spot the ball, then they would run it. What is it,
35 seconds.
Well, two plays at 35 would be 70, would be a minute and 20. I don't think they can do it. I think you go victory here.
I think there was a lot of discussion on the Brick sideline, and that's what they were talking about. So we'll see if they come up with that. That's what they should do. You are correct, Kevin.
Sclafani can take the snap. He can move for a second or two and then just go down, you know, go down to a knee.
He could go backwards.
He could go backwards. He could do that twice, and the game's over.
The discussion continuing as Colsonek coming out quick from the timeout. Now Brick will do the same.
I'm sure there's a math major in that group somewhere.
Sclafani stays in the shotgun, gets the snap. It's Muratour around the right side and into the end zone for a touchdown.
Well, that is the icing on the cake. Mike Muratour, who went from the agony of defeat to the thrill of victory in this second half, scores the clinching touchdown with a minute and 12 left.
Anthony Sturego on for the extra point. This is to make it a full 14-point spread. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, and it is good. 26 on the board for Brick. 1:12 to go in the fourth quarter. We're back in 30 seconds with more state playoff action on the Shore Sports Network.
You know, leave it to me to always find something negative and a positive. I just don't know if I would have done anything but let the clock run out. Now you do have to kick the ball, and I know you've got more points on the board, but you didn't need to. You didn't need to, and I don't see how the Cougars would have touched the ball again. Is it me?
Nope.
Okay.
With a kick. Quattis has it go over his head again. And out of the back part of the end zone, will come out to the 20-yard line for Colsonek's seemingly last time they'll touch it here. 1:11 to go in the fourth quarter, 26-15.
And Ed told us during that last break, Anthony Gargiulo, 46 yards rushing. He came into today's game with 1,617. That is the key statistic.
Sanchez rolling, dumps it in the flat. The intended target was Craig Russo, can't hang on to it. So the clock stops with 1:05 to go, and now second and 10.
Well, I know the Colts Neck faithful are disappointed, but it has been a simply tremendous season for Greg LaCava's group. In his fifth season with the Cougars, he has really built a program and a foundation.
Sanchez getting the snap, rolling again left. This one is caught by Calabro.
Clock should still run. I don't think he got out of bounds. Or they'll move the chains for the first
down.
Did get
the first down.
54 seconds remaining. Ball sitting at the 30. Now they start running the clock again.
Got to get down the field in a hurry.
And they're taking a lot of time here.
Four wide receiver set. Sanchez gets the snap. Going to tuck it and run. Get out of bounds at the 39-yard line.
Funny thing there. Murator was right there when Sanchez went out of bounds, and he almost backed off and put his hands up. I'm not touching him.
Second down and one. Four wide set again. Sanchez going to roll this time to his right. Look to the sideline. Catch is made. It's going to be enough for the first down. Target there was number 31, Jordan DeGroote.
Throwing 7 or 8 yard passes, though, with 30 seconds left and you're down 11. The best you can do maybe is add another score. It's just not going to get it done.
Sanchez from the shotgun. Clock starts. Looking downfield. Now goes across the middle, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Sclafani. Why not? Takes a knee. No, he didn't have to go anywhere. And now he'll get an opportunity for the offense to come on, go victory formation. And how about Brick? A long wait for this very proud program. It's been since 1994 that they won a state championship.
And how ironic, Sclafani with the interception runs to the sidelines and hugs his uncle, Chip LaBarker, the offensive coordinator and the former Toms River North coach. They both came over to Brick, faced a lot of adversity and criticism, and here on December 7th, a day that will live in Brick infamy, they're about to win a state sectional championship. 20 seconds remaining. One more snap.
Nice Pearl Harbor reference.
I was going to say, very historical.
Thank you, guys.
26-15. Sclafani takes a knee, and that'll do it. The Green Dragons of Brick win their seventh state championship in school history, and they are the champs in Central Jersey Group 4.
You know, Ed and I walked away from our show on Thursday night, and Matt was doing the Monmouth basketball game. We were just walking in the parking lot. We were saying, what is the story of the year in Shore Conference football? And we agreed that the story can't be written until after this weekend. But one of the things we felt might be the story was Brick, because if you go back to the summer, the tumultuous period in which Rob Dahl resigned as coach and then a few days later rescinded his resignation, said players came to his house, talked him out of it and all of that, you know, and then the transfer, you know, Sclafani moving here and with his uncle coaching and all of that, and the situation with Anthony Starego, the kicker, who challenged an NJSIAA ruling that he was ineligible because of his age and his time of playing football, and eventually they reached the settlement on that, and later in the year was allowed to join the team. All of that, and now you have Brick on this Saturday night celebrating a championship.
Obviously, stick with us. We'll grab a play or two, hopefully get Coach Rob Dahl.
Well, Carmen Sclafani is our Cleese Bar and Grill Ocean Trophies player of the game. We will certainly chat with him and Coach Rob Dahl as soon as possible. There is another game following this one.
26-15, the final score, as players shaking hands. Nothing certainly for Colts Neck to be ashamed of this year. They'll finish up their year at 10-2, Brick at 9-3.
You know, it's pretty difficult to win state championships, as we all know, but it's very difficult to win one in your first year that you're here, and that's what Colts Neck was trying to do. Came up a little short, but you're right, Matt, nothing to be ashamed of. A 10-2 season, outstanding season for the Cougars.
Trophy will be handed to Brick. All the pictures that will take place. You'll be able to see some coverage of this on our website at shoresportsnetwork.com.
Once the trophy is presented, we'll try and get a word with a couple of people.
We step out here and take
Steve Go will be presenting the trophy to Rob Dahl.
We'll step out here and take a quick 60-second timeout. Brick the champions in Central 4, 26-15 winners over Colts Neck. Back with the postgame show on the Shore Sports Network.
And our postgame show is brought to you by Cleese Bar and Grill on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights and Ocean Trophies Route 9 in Lenoka Harbor. The hardware has been handed out.
And we got our Cleese Ocean Trophy player of the game here, Carmen Sclafani. We said it right, right, baby? Hey, what a Cinderella season for you, Carmen. Topped off by this championship game. Outstanding effort today, offensively and defensively.
I think it was a complete team game. When you win a game, like, I mean, the defense was unbelievable the first half. The second half, they stepped up. They stepped up when you needed them to step up. And guess what? Defense wins championships. And that's what we want, because our defense stepped up.
I'm going to give you one number about your defense. Anthony Gargiulo, 46 yards. Unbelievable.
Hey, everybody, I'll have a comment about that.
You did it.
We just won.
You did it. You stopped one of the best backs in the short.
Yeah. We slowed down their defense big time, their offense big time. That's what we had to do to win.
And you, of course, yourself, over 100 yards rushing, a couple of touchdowns. You know, Ray Fattoruso, some big yards in the fourth quarter. Just a tremendous team effort.
Tremendous team effort. Ray, Mike, Drew, Jossier, Jaquez, everybody. The offensive line, you know how good their defensive line was, and we were moving the ball like that? That's how good our offensive line is, let me tell you that.
Well, there's your partner. He just came up next to you there, Ray Fattoruso. Congratulations, Carmen, on a tremendous season. Enjoy the state championship, and enjoy a Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Grab Ray while you got him.
Got Ray Fattoruso here too, guys. Ray, all year you've been doing it, you know. Obviously the defense was keying on you today. Carmen had some big runs. Mike Muirator had some big runs. And then you in the fourth quarter came out big.
Yeah, we knew that they were going to be keying up a couple players. We obviously knew if they were going to shut down Carmen, then I'd have an open lane. If they shut down me, Carmen have an open lane. I mean, we just used our weapons to the best of our advantage, and we honestly did exactly what Coach said, you know, went in halftime, made a couple adjustments. And
well, you used them pretty good, you know, to come out with a big two-touchdown victory. And by the way, defensively, outstanding effort by the Dragons. You held one of the best backs in the shore, Anthony Gargiulo, to 46 yards. That's a big effort.
That was our main goal all week, is to stop Anthony Gargiulo. I mean, the talk about him, the hype about him, how he's 6'5", 220, whatever he was. I mean, that was our main goal, shutting him down. And honestly, shutting him down pretty much stopped their entire game.
Well, congratulations. Enjoy this state championship. First one in 19 years for the Dragons.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Ray Fattoruso, and he'll be back next year, guys, him and Carmen.
Yes, they will. There's a lot of key players on this Brick team that'll be back next year. That'll make them certainly a team to beat again in 2014. Ed is going to try and scout. I see Rob Dahl is being interviewed by three or four other guys. You know, Ed, if you can grab him, and maybe Dennis Philippone, the principal. I just, you know, part of the great Brick.
Dennis. Dennis, what does this mean to you? Ex-Dragon, 1976, right?
It's been a long road to get Brick back. We got a great coaching staff. We have a tremendous group of kids, and they just couldn't be prouder of them. They've worked very hard. They deserve everything that they've achieved. And Brick is back where we should be. Where we've been and where we hope to be in the future.
Hey, have a tremendous following. You gotta say something about the crowd that came and backed you guys today.
We got the best kids and the best fans anywhere. Our students are. We got 1,500 students, or probably 1,400 of them were here. We're gonna have a hard time getting them out of the stands, but we love every one of them, and couldn't be prouder to be a Dragon today.
Well, congratulations.
Hey, Ed,
on this. Yeah,
Ed,
go ahead.
Would you ask Dennis about Coach Wolf's comments to the team before the game?
Yeah, real quick. Coach Wolf, you told me that he spoke to the team. Just capitulate his comments before to the team.
When Coach Wolf got into the locker room, 30 years melted off of his life. And he was right back there, you know, when he was coaching. He told the boys to go out there and hit like Brick, to play hard, to take responsibility for their own jobs, and to bring home a championship. He's going to be very proud.
And you know, he's probably listening right now.
I hope he is. Coach, we all love you.
You got a great one, a new coach right here, Rob Dahl. Rob, it's been a tremendous season, you know. What you have gone through personally, you know, way back in the summer when you thought about maybe not coaching, then you come back, and then you pick up a quarterback in Carmen, you know, and Coach LaBarca comes over. Everything just fit, and you cap it off with a state championship. Talk about these kids.
Yeah, it's awesome. Going back to Hurricane Sandy and these guys cleaning out over 40 houses and all the community service they do, I just looked up in the sky after he cleaned 100 houses out, and I said, you know, these guys deserve the best. I didn't know it was going to be a state championship up there at that time, but, I mean, if anybody deserves it, it's this group of kids, because they're character, respectful, great young men, and they've worked very hard in the offseason to get here. They dealt with a lot of adversity during the season, but my coaching staff, we had a great locker room with my coaching staff and players and a lot of camaraderie. We love each other, and it all came together at the end.
You know I like to talk defense, and I know you want to say something about your defense today. Offensively, you were tremendous, you know, when you had to. Defensively, you held one of the best backs, Anthony Gargiulo, 46 yards. Brian McNamara and the defensive staff.
Yeah, defensive staff did a great job. You know, we knew stop 33 and you're going to have a good night. Put them in second and long situations because they like to sprint out on passing situations. Federuso will seal that. And we had some mistakes and penalties in the first half, but well, I'll tell you, our defense dug deep. They played old-fashioned, swarmed to the ball, Brick Township football, and I am so proud of them and the staff and Coach McNamara.
Well, it's certainly going to be a nice Christmas in the Dahl household, that's for sure. Holding that trophy, put it up on the mantle, enjoy that state championship. First one in 19 years.
Yes, yeah, definitely. We're excited, and now my kids can play with this and some toys.
Rob Dahl, the successful head coach of the Green Dragons. They win their seventh championship.
You know, you talk about, you know, it's only a game, but you think of the emotion, Matt, we witnessed today when Ed interviewed Point Beach coach John Wagner after that championship, and he really kind of couldn't keep it together at the end. And then today he talks to Dennis Philippone, the principal of Brick, a former Green Dragon, an outstanding player at Brick, a guy who coached and spent his whole life as a Brick Green Dragon, and talking about Coach Warren Wolf speaking to the team before, and you realize that what this does mean, and two tremendous wins today by Point Beach and Brick. I think both teams would have been considered certainly the underdogs in both the games, and on this Saturday in December, they came up and they give their school, their program, and their community something to really be happy about.
Yeah, two big wins for two of the Ocean County programs, and both kind of centered around that Sandy theme, you know, things to the season that was last year and how you put it together and move forward this year. And both Point Beach and Brick coming away with state championships here today. Kevin, I know some thank yous that have to go out, certainly starting here with the folks at TCNJ,
yep,
who, as they have been in the past, very hospitable, getting us set. And I'm sure you want to make mention of all four head coaches and the coaching staffs getting us ready for the broadcast today.
Yeah, TCNJ, Dave Valeria, the facilities manager here, was just tremendous to us all week to help us broadcast today. And, of course, to earlier today, John Wagner in Point Beach and Mark Costantino at Shore for their cooperation. And then this game, Greg LaCava of Colts Neck and Rob Dahl of Brick. We appreciate all the stuff they've done for us. A special thanks to our sponsors who enabled us to do this every weekend from September 12th right now to December 7th. It's been a long and a great season, and we appreciate their support in allowing us to bring these games to the people who really care about it. A reminder, later this week, probably Friday, but follow it all week long on ShoreSportsNetwork.com. We will announce our all-Shore teams, our coaches and players of the year, which will really be the closer of the football season. A very memorable one, at least two champions from the Shore, one down as Barnegat losing today to Delcy, but two more with potential. Rumson playing Wequake in a little while, and of course tomorrow night, Manalapan going up against Hunterdon Central.
All right, as we wrap up our 2013 coverage here on the field, a fun day here at TCNJ. A win for Point Beach in the first of our doubleheader, and a win here for Brick over Colts Neck, 26-15. The final score. Thank yous on my behalf to our engineers, Ray Malaspina, Brian Cedillo, who both did great jobs during the course of the year, and certainly a key member. You don't hear them short of when we just make them say something every once in a while, but we would not be able to do this without the help of Brad Burascano, who has been our main guy for the last couple of years as our on-site engineer. Always fun doing these games and following teams over the course of a season. Couldn't think of two better guys to do it with. Ed Sarluca down on the field. He is the coach, and Kevin Williams up here in the box. As we say goodbye here from TCNJ, congratulations to both the Green Dragons of Brick, who win their first state championship since 1994, and the Garnet Gulls of Point Pleasant Beach, who win their first state championship in school history. For all of us here at the Shore Sports Network, including Scott Stump and Bob Batters, who do such a great job keeping the website updated with content on the Twitter route as well, and, of course, the broadcasting crew. Kevin, Ed, and Matt Horman saying so long from TCNJ. Thanks so much for listening to Championship Sunday on the Shore Sports Network.